So now we'll be talking about the next steps. Depending on the severity level, certain clinical steps will be recommended, which are covered in the Pacific Clinic's Policy 108, the Clinical Suicide Assessment Policy. This policy was recently revised, and it is vital to review in detail, since this training does not go over the recommended steps associated with the severity levels, which are all covered in this important policy. The great news is you can use the same information to determine severity level for the pediatric cognitively impaired lifetime recent version. In addition to this, there are two new forms that go along with the clinical steps that are outlined in Policy 108, which include the Crisis Support Plan and the Patient Safety Plan. These two plans will become available when the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale screening tools are also rolled out, which will be discussed in the next slide. In the meantime, please continue to use the current client safety plan that is housed in Welligent in Master DMH.